What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com. When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, a Friday edition. Thanks so very much for clicking through. We are sitting with, his name is Mark Steinbach, and Mark is the senior account manager, but also a family member in a family-owned transport company. It's called N&M Transfer Company, with offices in Wisconsin, but they're in a five-state area, as I understand. So welcome to the broadcast, Mark. Oh. Good to have you here, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So why did you live in Des Moines, and we had to go all the way to Minneapolis to find you.
Yeah, no, pretty exciting. Got an opportunity for an award today through the NTPDA for N&M Transfer as the Carrier of the Year. And when Steve called me earlier this spring and said that Allstate's Ag, who is based in Iowa,
sure,
had nominated me for the award, I was pretty excited and wanted to come up on behalf of N&M and meet a lot of these fine people.
Very nice. Well, we're here in Minneapolis, but I want to talk to you a little bit about your company. This is based in Wisconsin. What is it that you guys do? You're a transport company. People see the big trucks on the highways all over the place. What is it that N&M does?
Yeah, N&M is a regional LTL, which stands for less than truckload freight carrier.
Now, what does that mean, less than truckload?
Less than truckload basically specifies that we handle products that take up one to about seven or eight pallet spaces each. We enjoy having between 5 and 10 stops per truck when we go to make deliveries versus a full truckload carrier that generally would only want one, maybe two stops on their truck. So we specialize in selling, you know, a little bit smaller solution to the customer where they can handle anything from 200 pounds up to about 15,000 pounds per order.
Wow. But the trucks are just as large, yes?
Yes, yep. We have a full fleet, 400 trucks.
What?
400, 48, 53-foot trucks that we run in the five-state area. And N&M specializes in next-day delivery to every location in our five states, every shipment guaranteed or free.
That's incredible. Now, how are you able to make that happen? Is technology helped you do that?
Technology's helped us a ton, and every driver in our system has a handheld Android phone, just like any of the Samsungs or Motorolas that you or I would use on a daily basis. And we've engineered a software system that allows the driver to get all of their dispatching through the phone, and at the time of pickup, when they're assigned, they scan the paperwork with their phone, and it immediately uploads it to somebody at our corporate office in Neenah that bills the shipment and routes it for delivery the next day right after pickup.
So that takes a lot of time off of the process.
It does. It does. It was a big investment as a small family-owned company for us to go in. We worked with a software company in Milwaukee, and they helped us get it set up about 7 years ago to where we knew on a day-to-day basis how much tonnage we have going in each lane for the next day, which does take a lot of coordinating, and the computer systems have made things a lot easier.
Has that
been a reduction in staff for you because you've replaced with technology, or does that make you more efficient and you've had to hire more people?
I would say that it's definitely made us more efficient in the warehouse with the way that we handle the freight and process and determine what shipments are going to be loaded where. However, in the trucking industry, with regards to capacity on the trailers themselves, we still have to have the right number of drivers and the flexibility to switch and move them into different lanes based on the freight that we have. So, in short, we still have a lot of manpower needs when it comes to getting the freight out to the customer, but in the office, it's taken away staffing, and it's taken away some staffing needs on the dock.
I would imagine that has. You know, we just did a feature with the Iowa Technology Association, and they're going around the state of Iowa, interestingly enough, doing video segments about how technology has changed the businesses, whether they're manufacturing or service-centered, throughout the state. And it really has impacted business, hasn't it?
It definitely has, yeah. For sure.
We're talking with Mark Steinbach, ladies and gentlemen, with N&M Trucking. It's a regional carrier, LTL, so you learn something here, less than
truckload.
Less than truckload.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So we're all learning something at the same time. Talk to us a little bit. We had a story not too long ago, Mark, about the dearth, if you will, the shortage of truck drivers out there, and it's getting to be a critical nature.
It's gotten real critical. December 18th of 2017, the Department of Transportation enacted the nationwide electronic logging devices be utilized by all carriers, full truckload, less than truckload, food service. If you're driving a CDL piece of equipment, you are required to have these electronic logging devices. The minute your truck goes over 5 miles per hour, you are logged on for the day. It also requires all drivers to stop and take a 30-minute lunch break, and that truck has to be completely idle, not running at all. Then, at the end of the day, you have to stop and log off and get your appropriate rest before you can come back and sign on for the following day. At the end of the work week, it mandates a minimum of 34 hours prior to your next shift. A lot of small truck lines did not want to invest in the technology that it takes to have these devices uploaded in the truck. There is a reoccurring monthly charge for the device, just like a GPS unit or a cell phone. And the drivers scan in, and it tells them how many hours they have to work for that day and for the remainder of the week. And then at any point when the DOT comes to the carrier and requests the information, the DOT reviews that, and if at that point they see any violations, they come back to the carriers with large fines, which has driven a lot of the smaller mom-and-pop type truck lines to decide not to continue operating.
I imagine this was all enacted under a safety concern?
It absolutely was. They had reviewed a lot of carriers that were running dual logbooks or running drivers illegally to try to get loads delivered, especially in the expedited full truckload divisions where carriers would overpromise for delivery, and they wouldn't have team drivers to take a load across the country, so they would be asking a single driver on any given day to drive anywhere between 14 and 17 hours without stopping, which, as you can imagine, sure, is a safety concern for anybody traveling on our highways and interstates.
One of the other indicators that said that this was a tough position to fill, to find drivers, is that oftentimes life on the road isn't so pleasant. You're away from family a lot. In your case, perhaps not as much as long-haul drivers, but you're away from family a lot, so you miss a lot of the things. How have you tried to fix that issue in the trucking industry?
Well, there's a few things that we've seen. Being a regional carrier, all of our drivers return home every day, whether they work the day shift and deliver the freight or whether they work at night and they're considered to be a line-haul driver. What I've seen a lot of manufacturers and distributors do is try to strategically offset their transportation costs by getting regional warehouses to where they can use a smaller regional freight line to get their products delivered timely to their customer, because the longer haul shipments, when you're counting on an over-the-road long-haul carrier, the capacity is not there, and the rates have escalated more on freight going over 500 miles than it has on what you would consider to be a regional move, which is typically between 100 and 500 miles.
So finding individuals for yours, that family issue may not come into play, but even long-haul truckers are finding ways in which they can be more accommodating.
Exactly, exactly. And you're seeing that the over-the-road carriers are working really hard to make the best possible amenities for their drivers, newer equipment, satellites on the truck. One of our big customers actually now is selling the satellite TVs that go in the trucks, and the carriers are providing that so that they have cable TV in the back of their truck, so
that's
that when
nice.
They're on break, they get a they get to watch their favorite sports team or whatever. And you're also seeing the sign-on bonuses, and the way that the carriers are operating to hire these drivers have gotten more and more creative in order to fill the need to continue to hire drivers.
Two final questions, and I really appreciate the time that you're giving me, Mark, because I think, you know, we see trucks on the highway all the time, and I've seen statistics that nothing moves and gets anywhere without trucks. So that's a very important part of what we're doing. I'm sorry, I just lied to you. I've got three questions. When we take a look in the future relative to autonomous vehicles, how do you think that's going to impact the trucking industry?
I think that it's going to have a place in the industry, and I think it's going to fill the niche for the long haul. And I think what you're going to see is these trucks are going to go from a dedicated warehouse to another dedicated warehouse where they understand on the receiving end that they're going to get a truck that does not have a driver. And so they will be prepared to unload and then have a local carrier within that market. Example, a truck from Chicago to Los Angeles, it'll go into a prepared site that understands we're receiving a truck without a driver. They will offload that freight or stage the trailer, and then a local city driver, an actual human being, will go out and make the final delivery, because at that point it does require some coordination of, you know, getting in. Is it dock number three? Is it a delivery without a dock? Maybe they have to chain the freight to the back, etc. So, but I think based on everything we're hearing, it's 3 to 5 years from now when that'll be a regular occurrence.
That's really an interesting thing to take advantage of in lots of places. But what I'm hearing you say is, yeah, autonomous vehicles will do the long haul trucking. It's going to be those shorter things that might actually increase the number of people that you need.
Exactly. So I totally agree.
It ends up being a wash.
So there's still going to be a need for truckers.
Two more questions, and I promise I'll cut you loose because I find this interesting. I can talk to you all afternoon. Pay. When you're out there attempting to attract, now we talked about the many things that trucking companies are attempting to do to make life on the road a little bit more enjoyable, okay? What about the pay issue? How's that gone over the years? Where can, and not your company, but generally, what can somebody expect to make as a truck driver?
Sure.
In this year?
Yeah, the local city pickup and delivery drivers are making anywhere between $60,000 and $75,000 a year at this point. And with the capacity the way it is, we're at about 124% capacity. The average city driver is working about 11 hours a day. So when you combine the overtime and the fact that they're a full-time employee, they're making really good money. Now, the over-the-road guys that consistently will be out for over 2 weeks at a time are in the $65,000 to $85,000 range if they're working for a company and they don't own their own truck. If you own your own truck and you're going to run a team, you can make over $80,000 a year driving
a truck.
And
that's without a college education?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two final questions. Fuel costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be, next to employees, I suspect fuel costs really play into your profit and loss statement.
They do. And what we've seen over the past 8 or 9 years, the carriers have positioned it to where they're passing that cost on now.
Sure they are.
To the manufacturers and the distributors. Mm-hmm. And we've justified it based on the rising fuel costs, and we've come up with, as an industry, a chart that correlates when diesel prices are at $3.50, there's going to be an additional surcharge of X percent that is added to your invoice. And you see the carriers do this, and really it has helped them continue to be profitable, because eating the fuel charges would be devastating to the carriers at this point.
It feels a little less than what it was 2 or 3 years ago.
That's correct. The average industry fuel surcharge right now is 23%. And at its height, 7 or 8 years ago, we were running around 32%. So we're less than we were, but when you have a $1,000 invoice for freight and then you add another 23, 24% for fuel charges, it definitely comes back on the customer.
And of course, one of the things that we all forget about, those costs go on down the line, don't they?
Absolutely.
They're going to be charged to whomever the retail customer is or wherever that goes.
Absolutely.
Final question, Mark, and I really appreciate it. This is a fun question because I got to know. I used to run the roads with a rodeo and all kinds of stuff, and I was on, I had a dually. It was a, you know, it was a one-ton pickup truck. I loved that truck. It was my cowboy Cadillac. I had a great time. But I don't do that anymore, but it was at the height of the CB craze. And we all had CBs, and we were all chatting to each other as we go down the road. I understand that's gone.
It is.
It is gone.
And the new Macs that we've bought the last 3 years have the Bluetooth capabilities. And they've got the cameras, the 8-second cameras that our insurance companies are requiring. And they've got the Sirius radio. Again, we talk about the perks for the drivers, and the guys, we find the guys listening to sports radio and talking on their Bluetooth when they're driving. And
who are they talking to?
They could be talking to their spouse, they could be talking to their friend, but it's a lot of miles, and these guys put in a lot of windshield time between stops, and the line haul drivers that start work at 7 at night and don't get back to the station until 4 in the morning. And, you know, we've put a lot of amenities in the trucks, but the old CBs have started to go by the wayside. So that's not the trucker.
I really enjoyed that CB stuff. Rolling down the road for a couple of hours in a tandem with a whole bunch of trucks and just talking to each other was a lot of fun. And you could also figure out what the heck is ahead of you.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think the same thing. The industry from 1994, when I started at Yellow Freight Systems in Des Moines, has changed a ton. And it's fun to see the technology piece grow and advance transportation, and
we're just going to try to keep moving forward and keep the wheels a-turning.
Good stuff. Thanks so very much. Mark Steinbach, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've got to clear on out of here. It's now on to time for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Aaron Libby is our director of sales and marketing. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.